Gulliver had landed on the island of Lilliput, located southwest of Sumatra in the Indian Ocean. When I waked, it was just daylight. I attempted to rise, but found that I could not stir. For as I happened to lay on my back, I found my arms and legs were strongly fastened on either side to the ground. I felt something in time moving on my left leg. I perceived that it was a human creature not 6 inches high, with a bow and arrow in his hands and a quiver on his back. In the meantime, I felt 40 more of the same kind. I was in a state of utmost astonishment and roared so loud that they all ran back in a fright. And some of them, as I was afterwards told, were hurt by the falls they got from leaping from my sides onto the ground. The emperor had a mind one day to entertain me with the rope dancers, who performed upon a slender white thread extended out about 2 foot and 12 inches from the ground. This diversion is only practiced by those persons who are candidates for great employment and high favor at court. They are trained in the art from youth and are not always of noble birth or liberal education. When a great office is vacant, either by death or disgrace, which often happens, 5 or 6 of these candidates petition the emperor to entertain his majesty with the dance upon the rope, and whoever jumps the highest without falling succeeds in the office. These diversions are often attended with fatal accidents, whereof a great number are on record. I was assured that 2 or 3 years before my arrival, Flimnap, the present Prime Minister, would have infallibly broke his neck if one of the king's mistresses who accidentally lay on the ground in the vicinity had not weakened the force of his fall.
Thank you.